I know kind of a getting a split here, facing the team Liberal that had been coming in with the losing streak, but they had played a tough schedule, and a team that had been played a pretty tough schedule. As I mentioned, some 5A and 6A schools last few games, and to compete with them and get one win out of this, you still have to be pretty happy about at least getting one win today and how you battled in the second game.
The first game, we kind of got lucky a little bit. They were kind of making a few errors. And, you know, unfortunately, that was kind of us. In the second game, we were making a few errors. Thing is about the second game is I bet Liberal probably only had, like, about 5 earned runs. And I think we had at least 7. You know, it's just a matter. I told Lindy, I was like, I'm not going to bail you out. Because, you know, the games like this is the ones that I want to see. I kind of want us to get down a little bit so I can see where the girls are going to be when we're down. And I want to see, are they going to pick themselves up? And, you know, that's exactly what the girls did. We just kind of dug ourselves a bigger, you know, hole in the second game. You know, positives, you know, the girls hit the ball really well. We could hit a couple of pop flies, but, you know, we were hitting some pretty hard line drives, and we were making the shortstop make plays. Their pitcher has improved so much. Hats off to her. You know, I'm pretty sure she's a senior, and she's always been their number one pitcher. I've never seen Liberal pitch another girl besides her. Hats off to her. Hope she has a good rest of the season as a senior, you know, because she's pretty much the heart and soul of that team. You know, Macy was making some pretty darn good plays at shortstop the first game, and some controversial things kind of happened, and, you know, with our catcher kind of getting taken out on a play that shouldn't have been, you know, shouldn't have happened, but it's kind of our fault. Lindy should have thrown it to home, and, you know, that's just experience that we need to do better about communication and kind of know where we're throwing, you know, when we can't let plays like that, you know, if they want to play dirty, let them play dirty. We're going to play classy. And, you know, I know, if you know, the girl, sometimes it's kind of hard to hold your composure, but, you know, I know our girls did, and I'm very proud of them.
You did the best out of that situation that you could. And it was a good thing to see Aspen come back up. And she must have been feeling all right at the end, because I think you were starting to make her laugh there a little bit. What does it tell you about your team? You're down 8 runs going into the fifth inning and get 6 runs to claw back into that game to make it a 1-run game, and right there kind of on the cusp of tying it and taking the lead in the fifth inning.
You know, those girls could have easily rolled over and died. You know, these girls are pretty confident girls, and I love that. There's no reason for them not to be confident. They're a good ball team. And the thing that I love about these girls in Scott City is they have each other's back, especially on the field. You know, when somebody gets hurt, they know how, you know, to do business and, you know, make good plays and get some good hits in. So I'm glad that this happened now and not later.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something you guys can learn from. I thought overall, you mentioned guys were hitting the ball pretty good today. Caitlin Roberts had a pretty good first game with 3 hits, and then Caitlin Walkenstorfer had a nice hit in the second game and 2 RBI in the second game. The first game, she also had a couple hits as well. Those two are mainly had the bulk of your hits, and I kind of felt bad for Amanda Lair. She had a couple really good hits, but were robbed by the same person every time.
Right. Amanda's been hitting the crap out of the ball. I'm super proud of that girl. And, you know, Gabby got some good hits, too.
Yes.
She got the 3 RBI rally. I don't know. I'm always excited when Gabby gets a good hit in, because she just wears all of her emotions on her sleeve and can't help but smile and cheer for her. And, you know, Caitlin Walkenstorfer has been hitting the ball so well. I'm so proud of that girl. There's no girl that deserves more. She really works hard. She played fall ball, and you can really tell that all this hard work's been paying off. So, knock on wood, is hopefully those good things keep rolling her way.
Hey, you mentioned Gabby. Yeah, that was pretty good hitting performance, really, overall doubleheader for her. You kind of have to put this behind you and learn from things. And you go tomorrow to Lake, and I know that's a team that's struggling, but a team that, I mean, you could possibly see in the regionals. And tomorrow at Lake, and then Friday back here at home, a Lake phone, a regional phone, Colby.
Tomorrow's Lakin. I know they're kind of struggling from a few injuries. I know they only have 9 girls. But, you know, I do hear that they have heart. You know, hats off to those girls. I'm excited to go and play Lakin. Yeah, I know it's going to be a cold game, but, you know, I'd rather it be cold than us not play at all. And Friday on Colby, they're going to be a tough game. Playing Colby is always fun, you know, especially at home. Mm-hmm. So, going to be exciting next 2 weeks. Hopefully, Adam, you'll be here.
Get 12 of your games, 12 of your 20 over the next 2 weeks. So, the practice time is pretty much over. It's for real here. But 7-1, you got to be pretty happy where you're at. 8-4 win, first game, 11-9 loss. Second game, and Coach Aaron Myers joining me post game. Thanks again. Good luck to you guys tomorrow, and we'll see you on Wednesday for the coach's show, and then Friday back here in Colby, or
thanks,
in Scott City against Colby.
Yeah, better be here. Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.